Now, Amir Abdullah, kind enough to join us live from training camp. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
We'll get that right up there a little bit more. Okay, perfect. Okay. There you go.
I'm a novice.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're not a novice. You've been in this league a while, and now being a veteran here at camp, how different is this from last year?
For one, we're in a different state. So we'll start there. The weather is beautiful. Can't ask for any better weather than we got right now. I think what's different, just from a psychological standpoint, I think the team, we're able to gel a lot better because we've been together for a few years now. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to keep a lot of the nucleus of the guys together. And I think just in my experience throughout the league, anytime you can keep a team together, you feel more confident heading into training camp.
You're the perfect guy to ask this question because you were part of the momentum of last year after the regime change and Antonio Pierce takes over. How do you carry that momentum into an offseason, then mini camp, and then bring that type of energy into camp here in Costa Mesa?
I think keeping what's what works mm-hmm. and throwing out what doesn't.
Okay.
I think that's kind of been our mindset. We know the guys that we have in our team, what they do well, and feeding into that is our focus. And then the things that we didn't do as well, we're either throwing them out or we're kind of adding some wrinkles to that. So I think right now it's all about positivity, taking what we do well and building upon that as opposed to just focusing on what we didn't do well as much.
Amir Abdullah, kind enough to join us. So I love asking athletes like yourself, what do you do in the off season at this stage of your career? What was different with your cardio training workouts? What'd you do?
I'm a big believer in routine.
You know,
I do pretty much the same thing every single day, whether I'm in season or out of season. I usually work out 3 to 4 times a day. You know, each one is specific for different reasons. Conditioning early in the morning, core right after that, then strength training throughout the day. And I like to hit the field late at night. But I did a lot of acting. I did a lot of acting.
Did
you? A lot of film work, yeah. So that was a little bit different than some past off seasons that I've had. So it's been good to kind of like go from one polarity shift to the next.
Well, we're diving into this now. What type of acting? Tell us about the projects you're working with and how the acting's going.
It's been going good. I actually just finished up with my second film, Breaking the Cycle. We just finished filming that last week in Kansas City. I played the role of an antagonist in the drama thrill series, and I'm excited about it for it to come out in a couple months.
How do you work on that? How do you get better at that craft?
Lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. Tell yourself you're somebody that you're not. You know, kind of dive back into the inner child works of things. So it's been fun for me to kind of just step out of the objectivity of football and more into the subjectivity of the art of acting and film.
This is great. Amir Abdullah, kind enough to join us, running back for the Silver and Black. I got to ask you about special teams. Eric Allen, who's a finalist for the Hall of Fame, will be doing the broadcast in the preseason. I'm excited about this kickoff return coverage and bringing the ball back. Not the scheme of what the Raiders are doing, but overall, when you heard about this, did you think the NFL was getting softer? And here we're, you know, it's all about protecting you and your players and the teammates and the players around the league. But we all grew up with that great kickoff return specialist and punt return specialist. Why are you positive about the rule changes?
I'm positive about it because it's actually going to put the ball in the returner's hand a lot more.
Yes.
You know, every team, the returner is probably going to get as many touches as your number one receiver. We're talking anywhere between 85 to 100 touches a season for a returner because it's incentivized to not kick the ball out. You kick it out, you know, you get a touchback, I think, at the 40.
Yes.
I think the ball goes at the 40. So it's incentivized for the kickoff team not to kick it out, to keep it in play. So for the people who are saying, oh, it's getting softer, just that, you're actually getting more excitement because before then, in this in-between period from 2011 to like now, it was so many touchbacks, right?
Touchbacks.
The kickoff return game was pretty much null and void. But now the returners are going to have more of an opportunity to show their skill set. And I think just the market for a returner is going to be back. So you're going to have a lot more of human joysticks back there. You know, the Dante Halls, the Devin Hesters. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Cordell Patterson's still playing himself. And I think guys like that are licking their chops at the opportunity to get the ball more in their hands.
Would it be fair to say, compared to having a running back or a fullback or a backup wide receiver out there, maybe to throw in a backup offensive lineman or a bigger tight end who could start a wedge and maybe get, because isn't it about a quick return? You're only going to have a moment to decide which way you're going to go and maybe behind a bigger guy than compared to the old process of the past.
Well, that's why you're an analyst. That's what you're calling, because I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't think that's a good idea?
No, I don't, because I think everyone's kind of lined up 10 yards away from one another. The guys who are really quick and can make you miss in short area, those are guys that are going to thrive on kickoff coverage, in my opinion. So if you get some of those offensive linemen out there, you may be dead in the water. If you can't get a hand on that guy, it's kind of just like, man, that's a free guy, you know, going. And you still can't do wedges anyway. You still can't do wedges. So I think just the one-on-one blocks, you still need, like, the safety linebacker.
Okay, so my theory was, you know, maybe you got this backup tight end who's 6'6", who potentially could blow someone up quickly, and you come right behind him and you got a bit of a hole. But you think that you're right. The shiftier player is going to have the advantage.
100%.
You know, we just saw this, and I don't think there's going to be a quarterback controversy here, but you're going to be asked a lot about the quarterbacks. And you got a chance to see Aiden last year. And, Amir, ask us, what was it like after you broke the huddle in the locker room and came out and you knew it was no longer Jimmy Garoppolo and it's Aiden O'Connell? How long did it take for you to have your full confidence that he could not manage games but go win games?
Man, it didn't take long at all. You know, he's a guy who came in and prepared to be the starter from day one. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember he came in that first spring and he was just yelling at guys, get in the huddle, listen up, tighten up the huddle. And I was like, man, I was kind of shocked because I had never heard a rookie quarterback voice himself that way and to command a huddle that way.
Right.
And he gained my respect really early just because he's a very mature person. He's a first guy in, last guy out type of mentality. He's someone that's extremely smart. He throws the heck out of a cross-hash sideline ball. This dude has he can make any throw. So he's a guy that we were confident in. And once he took the huddle, we knew he was going to lead us the right way.
You've been in the league a while. Can you compare anybody you played with in the past to Brock Bowers coming into camp?
I can't.
Really?
I can't.
I can't either.
I've never played with someone with that light of feet, but that big of a frame, and then also that type of top-end speed. And he's a guy that's so coachable. You know what I mean? He doesn't talk much at all. I probably heard him say maybe four words since he's been here. And I think that's just his personality. You know, he's a guy who comes from a lot of hard work. He's a guy that feels like he has to earn everything he gets, first-round draft stock, you know, or not. You know, he's a guy who comes in, he brings his lunch pail, and I can't think of anyone I've played with who has the ability, size, and potential. Yes.
Last one, with all the background noise, you know, this is my 27th year with the team, and there were years where expectations were super high, other years where it's mediocre. The players are always high, but the media. Are you hearing any of the background noise when you turn on NFL Live or NFL Network and you know they should be covering this team more? Because coming off 8 wins, I think the roster's better, the addition of Christian Wilkins, Brock Bowers, and I'm just not hearing that nationally. I think that they're cutting you short heading into camp. Are you sensing that, or is that just something you block out?
You know, that's something you really block out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think taking it to a personal level, I feel like that's been my whole life.
Good.
Everyone's always kind of underestimated me, always kind of looked over. And I've always appreciated that. And I think this team appreciates that too, because it kind of takes the target off your back. You know, that way it just allows you just to focus on getting better, focus on yourself every single day, not trying to rise to any occasion or meet any expectations. I think that's what this team needs right now. We have a lot of guys who are young, but we also have a nice mix of old guys as well. And I think a lot of guys are motivated for their own reasons, and that's all we need to focus on. We don't need anything else outside deterring our focus or changing where we're looking. And we have our North Star. We know where our North Star is, and we don't need anyone to set that precedence for us.
Really appreciate that. That's good. Good luck with everything. I want to get into the acting stuff. We'll do the podcast with the Raiders and dive into that. And if I can help you with any promotion with that, you let me know.
Thank you.
You got it, Amir. Appreciate you coming on. That's Amir Abdullah.